been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason, and today is his birthday.
Blood ancient, never come back again. It's got a death curse.
His body was never recovered from the lake after he drowned. He's still out there, some sort of demented creature, surviving in the wilderness, full grown by now. Legend has it that Jason saw his mother beheaded that night, and he took his revenge. A revenge that he'll continue to seek if anyone ever enters his wilderness again.
for Air Radio with your host, Justin McPatches, bitches.
Yeah, and welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio. Here on PodunkRadio.com, it is, in fact, Justin McPatches. Still doing this. It's amazing. I wish my dog would quit barking in the goddamn background, but she's just carrying away like a fuck. Probably because there's some idiot nearby. Who knows? Oh, man. 2 weeks to Halloween, everybody. Well, 2 weeks from now. Next week, Reanimator, Morbid Movies, Lake Worth, please go. And then there's a show next weekend on Sunday, which is awesome. And on Devil's Night, the night before All Hallows Eve, Friday, October 30th. I was going to say August. I don't know why. There's a show that we're sponsoring over at Oceanside that has a pretty awesome lineup, including the Menstruals, who we just interviewed. So look forward to that. I'll talk about that here in a bit. Because, you know, we're sponsoring it. We're not going to be there. So the one time we get to sponsor something, we're not even going to fucking be there. But it's sponsored by Cutthroat Metalcast, Not For Air, Underground Horror Radio, which makes the most sense considering it's Halloween, and Metal Zone. So very awesome. But yeah, we'll talk about that. So anyway, I did some Friday the 13th stuff there. I will do it again next month for Friday the 13th. You can suck my dick if you don't like it. But In all seriousness, I did that because A, I love Jason, I love Friday the 13th, and B, holy shit, they finally are going to make the fucking game. Those of you who may or may not know, this year there was talks about making a Friday the 13th game on the newer systems like Xbox One, PC, PS4. So I'm like, sweet, you know, cool. I'm going to get a PS4 anyway because you know, they got Transformers and they got Battlefront and all that. And I need a new system. So I'm like, sweet, okay, cool. There's a couple fan-made games that are on PC that are pretty cool. But this one's like you finally get to be Jason, right? Which is awesome. The way it looks so far is, well, A, it's like multiplayer. So there's like seven people versus Jason, which is awesome. So one person gets to play Jason, which I imagine is going to be fucking phenomenal. And the other people get to play, you know, camp counselors, and try to survive and, you know, maybe slow down or take out Jason, which is awesome. So that's all kinds of gravy, right? Originally, this game was Kane Hodder is Jason, which is awesome. Originally, it was going to be the killer in this game called Summer Camp, right? Which is, you know, in a sense, basically Friday the 13th. You know, one of those old camp movies like Friday the 13th, and there's a bunch of other ones, you know, Sleepaway Camp, and, you know, a horror camp summer movie. So, you know, it's awesome. Well, it turns out that Summer Camp is Friday the 13th officially. I don't know if they merged or what they did when the Friday the 13th movie was being made is they called the script something else. And then later on, it turns out it was Friday the 13th. So maybe that's what they did to throw people off. I don't know. There's a Kickstarter for it, which is fine. I say donate if you can. People are bitching about, these internet kids now. All they do is bitch. I've never seen so much bitching. Don't get me wrong. The video game industry now kind of sucks in a sense because it's like, not all of them. Like Grand Theft Auto, so far everything's been updated for free, so that's pretty awesome. But, like, it's like, you know, you buy the game, but it's not much. And then there's like, oh, you can add all of this stuff on and pay extra money. That fucking sucks. But that's the way that most of them do it nowadays. So people are bitching now about this game going, oh, it's only multiplayer. No thanks. I'll have a single campaign. I don't like to play against other people. Hopefully they'll make a single player campaign. I know that sometimes games don't last long online. Like Red Dead, nobody's on there anymore, even though Red Dead's fucking great. Especially if you end up moving on to newer consoles. PS4 will pretty much be the new, you know, is the new console. It's been around a little bit longer now. Everybody's getting on it, or Xbox. So you do have people that are playing that you can play against. It's not like it's coming out for PS3 and there's nobody on PS3, you know, and PSN. So we'll see. I'm excited. Also, there was a bunch of stupid comments from fanboys and bitch boys going on about how I hate the fucking NES game. That game's shit. First of all, yes, it was made by LJN, and LJN made a lot of terrible movie-licensed games. But if you really get down to it, which I have on, you know, I have the game. I have that in the Nightmare on Elm Street game, which I'm playing Friday the 13th on NES next month for Friday the 13th, which me and Tom have made a video before. But anyway, it's actually a pretty fucking complex game. You know, in a way, it's kind of like an RPG. You got different camp counselors, and you're in different cabins. You have to switch on and off. There's a map screen, and you have to avoid zombies, birds, Jason. It's kind of fucking cool. It's not easy, and it's Nintendo, so you know it's fucking hard. And it's not perfect, but I still think it's a fucking fun game. But again, these are kids who don't know shit. You know what I mean? Like, these are troll fuckers that are used to, like, having fucking broadband and, you know, their super phones. When I grew up, we didn't have any of that shit. And that doesn't make me better. It just makes me more patient and go, yeah, no, that's fine. I got trolled, so that was fun, too, by the way, this week on YouTube. Those of you who may remember, was it, like, over 2 years ago? I think it was, like, over 2 years ago. But over, like, 2 years ago, like, after, almost 3 years ago, after the split from Matt and everybody, we all went our separate ways, I was on another station called Rock Out, which is all right. It's gone. Whatever. I got a lot of votes in for whatever reason, and I won Radio Show of the Year. Whatever. Fine. It didn't really boost me anywhere. I'm here I am, still amazed I'm on, so it's not like a big fucking thing. It's cool. So I made a thank you video, because that's the type of human being I am. I said thank you on YouTube. I didn't want to write it out, because fuck that shit. So I wrote, you know, I did like a 5-minute video thanking everybody, and, you know, again, this is like almost 3 years ago. And, you know, it was whatever. Okay? 20 views. You know, I got to like 20 subscribers on YouTube now with the stupid video game, you know, shows I do. And it's all good. Like, I'm not really upset over not having a bunch of views on YouTube. I don't really care. I made the stupid robot video. You know, it's whatever. So I wake up the other day, right? And, of course, I can hear my phone vibrating on the desk in the bedroom. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Every day I wake up, it's vibrating. People are leaving me messages overnight or on Facebook, constantly updating, whatever. And I'm like, cool, okay. I look at it, and I'm like, YouTube. I'm like, oh, cool. Maybe it's an update from one of the YouTube people I subscribe to. Maybe it's Dr. Wolfula's new video, or maybe it's CinemaSins or something cool. It's a message. It's a comment, actually. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I got a couple of those, but not really. And it's this fucking kid. Fucking trolling me. I'm like, okay. Alright, let me see. So this kid named Harry Vaughn, who has like 18 YouTube subscribers, none of his videos are his. He like goes on YouTube, likes and shares other people's videos and on his page. So he actually doesn't make anything, which is fine. And this little fucking guy, I don't know if he's from England or not, but he goes, you have 20 subscribers. Why are you thanking people that don't exist? R swipe. Okay. Cool. You know, whatever. So my first response was, why are you trolling something from 2 years ago? He never responded. And I'm like, you know what? That's a stupid thing I put anyway. I don't like it. It's not real. I was half asleep when I wrote it. So I went back and properly, and I say properly, explain it, you know. In other words, I just tell him what I think, which is, hey, Harry, but not for nothing. That's still two more than you have, meaning subscribers. Plus, my videos are my videos, so there's that. So that's what I said to him. Look, if you're going to come troll me, which I guess I made it if people are going to fucking talk shit to me, that's awesome. If you're going to fucking troll me, that's fine. I'm all for it. But make sure you bring your goddamn A game, because let me tell you something. If I really want to sit there on the computer and fucking go toe-to-toe with you, I'll fucking do it, and I'll fucking win. I normally don't. I normally don't even, you know, I go on the fucking Extreme Halloween page and just make fun of the dumbasses that go on there sometimes, crying. There was those attention whores that are on Facebook that are in groups, And this is a Halloween group, and this is fucking, you know, October. And they're bitching about everybody posting about the fucking Burger King Black Whopper or Halloween Whopper, whatever it is, which I haven't eaten. And they're like, oh, I'm so sick of this, and fuck this group, and I'm out. So, mind you, you just can't leave. You have to fucking post that you're going to leave, and it's about you. So everybody's like, bye, whatever, and I just posted, like, the thing with hands out going, is this what you're looking for, attention? And everybody just kept trolling after that. But that's those people have it coming. In the video, I'm thanking the people, again, who helped me and listen and, you know, my fans, if there are any fans. People who like the show, whatever. And that's it. It's easier to make a video about it and post it on Facebook than it would be just to write it on Facebook, you know? And that was from, like, again, 2 fucking years ago. So why suddenly write something now? What do you stumble across? It goes, this guy's stupid. Who the hell is he talking about? Well, if you had watched the fucking video, Harry Vaughn, you would have known that it's about Not For Air Radio, which is this fine show right fucking here. That's on Podunk Radio and on Podbean and on Metal Zone. And, you know, go fuck yourself. So, anyway, that's just kind of like, that's what I'm dealing with. People just, like, get bored, I guess, and want to troll. I don't know. And I don't blame them. I mean, if you're bored and you want to troll, that's fine. I'm all for it, but if you're going to bring your fucking game, buddy, you bring your fucking game. Like, for real. You can't fuck around with that shit, you know? I'm just saying. I don't work here. Everybody expects me to work here, but I don't. What do I got here? Is that Cadaver Club? Let's do this one. Alright. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to do a fucking double of Cadaver Club because they're from Ireland and I like them. And I don't know, because I can. Bye. I know your love will be the death of me, oh, silver bullet.
you know, baby, the Wolfman only wants one thing.
I think I fucked up McPatches too. I'm trying to sew this Nosferatu back patch that I got from local artist. That's right. Which his page, Todd, my buddy Todd Lynch. But if you go to t.j.lynch-horrorpunk-artist-extraordinaire, which is 100% not bullshit, he really is awesome. There is patches, he custom made action figures, shirts. I got this awesome Ghostbuster shirt I wore yesterday when I did my interview with Craig McGinnis from Fright Nights, which is up on the Underground Horror Radio Podbean. So if you go to McPatch's Media on Podbean, it's up. It's also on Facebook. Definitely check that out. Fright Nights is awesome. But definitely check out TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinaire. Just awesome stuff, local, DIY, punk rock, and horror, which I love both. So it's awesome. He's got like a group on Facebook about horror punk patches and pins, which I have. Just fucking bomb-ass stuff, man. It's really cool. So, with that said, I'm trying to sew on a Nosferatu patch on the back of the new McPatches, because what happened was the old McPatches, which I've had since, I'm going to say like 2008 or 9, since Vero. Basically, I got bigger a little bit, and I gained a little bit of weight. I'm trying to lose it, but I think my shoulders just kind of broadened out anyway, just regardless. And I do a lot of work outside and at Home Depot, and I lift a lot of heavy shit, so my arms are getting bigger. So anyway, I just don't fit in anymore. So I took a lot of the some of the patches off of it, mostly the buttons, and I'm working on a bigger shirt for that. This one's going to be geared more towards horror punk. Alton gave me a shirt, too, with already a Spicoli patch on it, which is awesome. My good buddy Alton. So I'm working on a new one now, especially in time for Spooky Empire, which is in 2 weeks, which we're going to be at. So if you're a horror nut and you love horror movies and cons, this is your event. I mean, like, we're going to be there pretty much all 3 days. I got a horror radio panel with me and Nicole from Underground Horror Radio, my wife, and we're going to pretty much show you how to do a podcast and talk about it and, you know, give you some ideas on how to do this if you're curious of how to do it. Plus, my wife is doing her author panels on her her vampire books and different subjects. I'm moderating some of the panels as well to help get that going and get the authors out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there a weekend. I'm going to party. I know a couple of my good friends are going to be there. Alton's going to be there. Punk Justin's going to be there. So I'm like super psyched. Plus, hopefully I got Boots and Irish Jeff to go too. along with, you know, of course, Nicole. So we're super excited about that. That's in a couple weeks. Now, what is happening next week? You got Morbid Movies on Friday. Okay. First of all, Thursday through Friday for next 3 weeks, including tonight, which is happening right now, Fright Nights over at the South Florida Fairgrounds is going on. So it's awesome. Definitely go and check that out. I did a whole interview on that. Check that out as well. The houses are awesome. It's a great event. Go check it out if you're in the haunts and, you know, getting scared and all that. Morbid Movies is showing Reanimator. I've never seen it on the big screen. I've never seen it at all. I know what it is. I know the gist. I can't wait. So definitely for $10 to see Reanimator and its 30th anniversary in the big screen, holy shit, you should go. So there's that. Next weekend on Sunday, if you... now, this is not Halloween related, but... if you are definitely into punk rock and local bands and you live on the Treasure Coast, you probably already know about this. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because maybe other people from other areas will come down. You never know. But we are having, the Stamp is actually having in Vero, the 5th year anniversary. So another place for 5 years like us. We got the Bastard Sons, which is amazing. Seen them. Spicoli, awesome. Gravel Kings, The Prescription, Break the Hero, Catalogs, Church Girls, Stubbly Mug, OSF, Church and State, Rowan and the Wanderer, Paul Rowan, Eternia, Eterna, Take Warning, and then Frank Posser is doing the DJing. So it's free, it's 21 and up. It's in the Stamp, just Google it, Vero Beach. Awesome event. Now, with that said, there's also the Devil's Night show, which we're sponsoring as well, like I said before. And we have Nation of Decay, Face of Fear, Take Warning, and Outlaw Tendencies. The poster said more. Where's the poster? It said the Minstrels. I don't know. They might have changed it. I don't know. But anyway, that's happening. Check out the page. Definitely go check that out. We're sponsoring it. And, you know, that's definitely what's going on. Halloween, the night before Halloween, definitely check that out. You get to wear whatever. It's costumes. It's pretty badass. So, there it is. And, okay. So, also, this happened. On Underground Horror Radio, right, we were basically talking about Halloween and stuff we love, you know, gearing up for Halloween this month. And there was this awesome house that did this really vulgar display. There was a guy that's pinned up with nails on an upside-down cross. I think somebody was impaled, or it might have been a murdered child picture. You know, it's awesome. It's Halloween. So I'm like, well, fuck, that's awesome. And who cares if anybody complains? Fuck those people, right? And we were talking about how awesome that is. Well, I find out, like, Monday or Tuesday, they took it down. So the people that were big, it was by a school, but who cares? Basically, this is the world we live in now, kids. Like I was talking about trolling earlier. That's the world we live in now, where we, and it's been building up since forever. But now it seems like it happens more often than not. That we live in a world now where if you don't like something, okay, if you don't like it, you're going to complain so they get rid of it. Instead of ignoring it. Instead of moving on. Instead of, you know, these people like, I don't like a post on Facebook, I'm going to report it. Eh. That offends me, so don't look at it. Well, my kids are near that thing, so tell them it's fake. It's fucking Halloween. It's not like he had it up in fucking December, which I think would be awesome anyway. But, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's up in, like, January or Valentine. You know what I mean? Like, for fuck's sake, it's October. It is the month of Halloween. That's what it's about. That's the kind of fucking shit. You know, that's what goes on. Haunted houses, people getting scared, having horrible displays out front. Fuck yes. But no. No, we can't have that now because people are little bitches and they're going to cry. And no, that's offensive and I don't like it. So if I don't like something, you have to abide by it. Well, no, I fucking don't. You need to go fuck yourself as hard as you fucking can. And that's the mentality we need to bring back. It's like, look, I'm sorry you don't like it, but too fucking bad. Well, why should I not? You know, it's like someone doesn't like something I say, don't fucking listen. I'm not here to be your goddamn friend. You know, I'm here to do my show. You know, if you're my friend, that's cool. I'll hang out with you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really. It's I can't live in this world where everybody is sensitive about everything. Shut the fuck up. It doesn't fucking matter. You know, you can't fucking say anything on this goddamn machine on Facebook or anything around people because you have to tiptoe. Because you might lose your friends. People that know you get upset because you post something and unfriend you in real life. I'm like, what the fuck? You hang out with this person all the time. You know how they are. And then you see one thing on Facebook you don't like and it's like, gotta go. What the fuck? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, what is going on? You know, like, yes, I'm not going to do the whole name thing because I don't really want to deal with it. But yesterday, somebody that we know in the area posted something about doing a nice thing and, you know, wanting to help out in the community and then YMCA, you know, whatever. And, it gets a good idea. And some wackadoo that we all know that nobody likes, the reason why they're not part of the scene anymore, decide to fucking run fucking mouth and just fucking verbally attack this guy who's just was pointing out that he saw something. He thought maybe that they should try to help it, volunteer. You know, just nice things. No, it's all about that and money, and never said a word about any of that. I read the fucking thing. So this woman's a fucking bonkers nut fucking case. And again, you can't have nice fucking things because people go apeshit on you if they don't agree with you. And they can't talk things out. No, they just have to be rude and they have to be in fucking nuts. And I just, fuck you, okay? That's why I'm just going to go do what the fuck I'm going to do anyway. I don't care. I'm going to play what I'm going to play. I'm going to go where I'm going to go. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And you should too. And that's as simple as that. So it's just, you know, if somebody was like harassing me about my Halloween decorations, I would tell them to go fuck themselves. And then I would add worse shit to it. I would think of some unthinkable shit, because now you fucking done aggravated me, and I'm just trying to do what I want to do in my fucking holiday. You know, I don't like... Okay, I don't mind Christmas. I like Christmas. I said this before. I like spending time with my family, my wife. It's the time of year. It feels nice. Whatever. The air is good. It's cooler. Whatever. I'm all for it, okay? But I love Halloween 10 times more. If I don't like something that's Christmassy, like, I hate Christmas now, like in October. I shouldn't have Christmas shit up at my job, but I fucking do. But you know what? I'm like, all right, whatever. It's stupid, and people are buying shit, and I'm like, you're stupid. But that's fine, whatever. That's what you're doing. Cool. And that's the way it is. Like, you just go, all right, whatever, fine. In December, I think it's fine, but that's like me getting mad in December for people putting up a candy cane wrong or something, and me flipping out, going, that's offensive, you know, or going, I'm Jewish. Oh, hey, I'm not Jewish. And even if I was, I know a lot of Jewish people that are fucking tolerant, and they're like, look, it's Christmas, it's, you know what I mean? Hanukkah's right around that same time, too, so it's like a win-win for everybody, you know? And I'm not going to get into fucking religion, because I could just destroy all that, too. But the point is... I'm not religious, but whatever. But the point is, it's fine. Everybody be cool and be like, yep, that's fine. It's December. You know, that's cool. You have cool Christmas lights. Very nice. Very awesome. So, and the same should be said about Halloween. If I have cool, horrible, awesome... I'm a horror fan year-round, but in October, it's even better. But if I put up a hell of a fucking display that I fucking worked on outside my fucking house, and you want to bitch like a bitch... And then fucking, you know, harass me to take it down because you find it offensive. I'm going to tell you in the best way possible to clearly go fuck yourself. And I'm going to put up worse shit now because you're done fucking aggravating me. That's the whole point of the story, everybody. Just shut the fuck up. Everybody just shut the fuck up and do your thing. And just shut the fuck up. And get out of everybody's fucking business. That's all. Anyway, who wants to hear some Quint? Oh, I know I do. Because especially if you love Sharknado like I do. So we're going to play Quint and some other awesome shit. You know what? I'm also going to throw on some new Cadaver. No, not Cadaver Club. I already played that. I got to find it. No, I'll look for it. Cadaver Man. How do you say it? You know, it's like I can't even think half the time. And, you know, that's the way that's going to go, because I feel like it. There it is, Vampiro. So we're going to play that, too. Anyway, we'll be back, not for air.
Hello, I'm Annette McDougall for the Pop Show Network, here live from Hollywood Boulevard, minutes before the world is about to end. Fear, rage, panic, paranoia, and $20 baptisms offered on Sunset Boulevard are going to do nothing to change our fate. Yes, we're all going to die. We're all going to die in a sh-
Don't wanna get eaten by a sharknado. Sharknado.
Well, not wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm going to tease you with some King Diamond. Hold on. That's all you get. If I did have a listener, they're gone now. Yeah, Halloween. 2 weeks. So next week will be, next week will be a good show, and then 2 days before Halloween, we'll do a really, really fucking awesome show too. So anyway, as always, thanks for listening. Now, before someone gets on here and calls me an asswipe for thanking people that don't even listen, go fuck yourself. That's today's theme is October. Go fuck yourself. No, for real. I just it's stupid to me this whole take down your decorations thing. I hate people. But I do like punk rock, and I do like horror punk, and I do like all kinds of, underground bands. So that's why I go to a show, hang out, go appreciate some art, check out TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinaire. If you happen to like punk rock and you like patches and stuff, see if you can join the group. You can get some good deals in that group with people that DIY, man, make their own little business, their own shops. That's good shit. And that's awesome because, that's really, if you want to end up doing what you want to do, that's kind of the way to do it. Like, okay, for instance, even though I've tried to stick to a Halloween theme for the most part, this year, I it's still not for air, and I get to bitch on here more than I probably could bitch if I'm on Underground Horror Radio. So, because we try to stick that one, really to the horror show. So, basically, this is what's been going on. There, Joe Dyer, who's awesome, made a post the other day about some kind of record label online thing, and I was reading it. And that was kind of, I was looking at it going, you have to fucking suck up and win contests to fucking get featured and all that. And it's stupid. And I really don't think it's necessary now. I think with the show, because we've been doing it for so long now. And I think from the get-go, I was saying it. Look, you don't have to go to radio school, And they're going to tell you do. And I don't know everything there is about, radio to be maybe a radio job. Like, I don't know their system. Could I learn their system if I was in there for a couple days? Abso-fucking-lutely. Not a problem. But it's like, they're not going to play any of these bands, even though they should. It's not their market. And, people think, oh, you'll made it once you're in a record label and and people love you. First of all, that's one way of thinking about it. I think Slayer is still underground, but everybody knows or everybody's seen, what the fuck Slayer is. You know what I mean? Everybody's heard of Slayer for the most part. They're not going to play Slayer on the radio, at least I don't think. They might if they get away with it. That'd be cool. Another one, Misfits, they've been doing their own thing. And even Danzig, Mother is like the only thing I ever hear on the radio. But everybody knows, Danzig and the Misfits, so. What I'm trying to get at is that everything right now is DIY. You really can succeed, make your own label. You're going to have to put work into it. You're going to have to whore and promote and put money into it. Okay, this shit isn't free. This show isn't free. I spent money on this show over the 5 years that I've been doing it. Mixers, laptops, microphones, that's Podbean. I'm paying for Podbean so I can, put it up so you guys can listen if you don't want to listen live when this airs. So You know what I mean? Like, you can really do it if you really, really want to. You're going to have to put money into it. But if you're in a band, why wouldn't you put money into what you're trying to do? Why wouldn't you buy speakers? Why wouldn't... I mean, you're a punk band, right? Or whatever kind of band you're in. You might end up succeeding if you're on YouTube by some goddamn luck. But fuck luck. Go work your fucking ass off for it. You know, it's like, you know... Nation of Decay is one of the hardest working bands, and you know, Scott is one of the hardest working promoters I know in the area. Zach Jones too, and Joe Dyer, they all bust their ass and they all play great music. It's all different, but they all do. I mean, Zach's working on his Brian Jackson festival that's next, you know, next year in January. We were at the last one, we're going to be at this one, you know, and that ain't easy to pull off. That's like a bake sale equivalent of a local show. It's not, you know, we used to say, I wish there was an all-day festival, blah, 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 you know, back over at the Atomic Garage, and it was, you know, never happened. But Zach, you know, last year, that thing, I think that thing would be better than any fucking Warped Tour. Now, granted, I don't like a lot of the bands on Warped Tour, so that's why I say that, but I like a lot of the bands that were at the show. I know 90% of them. There was a couple other ones I didn't really know, and they played really well for what their style of music was, but good. But everybody in the scene kind of came together, and that's kind of important. I think that's very important. So, you know, if you want to play music and you know, make those demo records and save up some cash and find somebody that's willing to record it for you for a good cost, get on shows. Don't be a dickbag. You try to get along with everybody. Try to, you know... You gotta kind of fucking work with people. You can't just be a fucking asshole. Trust me, it doesn't work. You know, I'm an asshole, sure, but I've been an asshole here forever, and everybody knows me. But I, you know, I got pissy before because I felt, you know, something I didn't agree with, and you know, didn't really go my way. To be honest, I thought it would have, but I was fucking wrong. Being that's the old Point Network, everybody knows each other longer than I was here. But either way, everybody's cool now. And the important thing is, work with other people, do your own thing, and have fun. And you know, fuck, I'm telling you, the world's going to be more DIY. I see these people making these patches and making these shirts and making these things now. Artists are out there getting their stuff done. I'm telling you. You can really fucking get out there and do it if you really want to now. You just, you got to. And I know there's a lot of negative people. Oh, no one likes my art. Well, you know, maybe they just don't like your art. Maybe they don't like your attitude. Who fucking knows? You know, everybody's trying to do a podcast now, and everybody's trying to do what everybody else is doing, and that's cool. If you can really do it, fine, but you got to put fucking work in it. It's not some easy fucking, you know, to do thing. I make it look easy because A, that's what I really wanted to do, and B, it's because I worked at a radio station. I had some training, so I kind of already knew a little bit about it before I went and started doing it. But I also looked up everything and learned how to do it and all that. So it's just something you want to do. If you want to do a show, or if you want to be in a band or any of that stuff, you got to work at it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, oh look, the minute's over. Or the time's over. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go. What can I play? What do you want to hear, everybody? Why don't you call in? No, I'm just kidding. Fuck off. No, really, I got to find out what to play. Let's see. I played Cadaver Man. I played God of Zombies last week. Let's see. You know what? What do I want to hear? What does McPatches want to hear? Since apparently I can just do what I want. Yeah, I can. That's how it works here. You know what? I know what I want to play. I'm going to play this. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to play this. All right. This particular song is a Halloween song by an awesome band that I love in Texas that has been supporting us for the past, I don't know, four years. And this goes to a lovely Miss Angela Muncie with her song with the Beat Dolls with Demons Inside Me. So happy Halloween, everybody. See you next week.
Not For Air Radio, exclusively at podunkradio.com.